AP News, I'm Haya Pintuani. An Iranian state TV affiliate claims that a U.S. pilot was ejected from a fighter jet over southwestern Iran. The TV anchor urged Iranians to deliver any enemy pilot to police for a precious prize. The U.S. didn't immediately respond for comment. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports Iran is firing on targets across the Mideast while Israel and the U.S. hit Tehran.
The Kuwaiti oil refinery has been hit multiple times during the war, and state-run Kuwait Petroleum Corporation says firefighters are working to control several blazes. Kuwait also says that an Iranian attack damaged a desalination plant. Such plants provide the majority of the water for the Gulf Arab states. Sirens also sounded in Bahrain, warning of Iranian attacks. Saudi Arabia said it had destroyed several Iranian drones. Defenses were activated in the UAE, and Israel reported incoming missiles. American and Israeli airstrikes have hit the Islamic Republic as the war nears the end of its fifth week unabated. The UN Security Council will meet over Tehran's stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's been a change in leadership at the Justice Department.
Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy, Todd Blanch, is stepping in as acting attorney general, though sources tell AP the president's considering EPA Chief Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. As a member of Congress, he was also a fierce Trump defender, saying in 2019 during the first impeachment proceedings,
"It's about cherry-picking leaks, withholding key facts, and outright lying."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Nandini Gupta reports that egg prices have taken a breather this year.
Egg prices in the U.S. have fallen 60% from last year's record highs, making it easier for you to fill your Easter baskets.
The average price of eggs was $2.50 per dozen in February this year, compared to $6.23 per dozen in March 2025.
Bird flu was to blame for the higher retail prices during the first 5 months of 2025. An outbreak forced farmers and commercial producers to slaughter entire broods of egg-laying hens. But cases dwindled in the second half of the year, which helped restore egg supplies. Experts say the Trump administration's decision to import nearly 1 billion eggs last year also helped lower prices, although imports have since returned to more normal levels. But what's good for consumers isn't necessarily good for farmers, who are finding it difficult to recoup their costs as egg prices plummet. They also might have to pay more for feed, including corn and soybean meal, because of the Iran war.
More on these stories on apnews.com. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.